On November 5th, Pittsfield, Massachusetts voters sent Mayor Linda Tyer to a second term. But losing candidate Melissa Mazzeo has pressed on, calling for a recount held Monday that affirmed the result. Now, emails from the Massachusetts Secretary of State's office, reviewed by WAMC, have shed new light on Mazzeo's claims. A week and a half after losing to Mayor Linda Tyer, City Councilor Melissa Mazzeo filed a petition for a recount with City Hall. One of the two reasons cited was that, quote, unauthorized persons had access to the area in the office of the city clerk and registrar of voters' office where ballots were stored and maintained. The city councilor reiterated these claims on the day of the recount, November 25th.
When you have somebody that's not authorized to be in an office where there's ballots that are open and, you know, freely, you know, there, it throws to question.
She named names. Mayor Tyer's husband.
It's listed the Secretary of State's office. It was Barry Claremont, and being the husband of a candidate, I think it would be the last place you'd want to find yourself. You'd want to stay as far away from anything that you could. But because that didn't happen, there were people there voting. He was behind the counter. They called me and told me, and we made our call to the state. The state then called the city clerk and explained that no unauthorized people should ever be in that area, and that she was to not have that happen again and whatnot. So we have that on record.
WAMC secured records of the Mazzeo campaign's communications with Secretary of State William Galvin's office. In those emails, Mazzeo says the initial call about Claremont originated October 29th and was made by her campaign director, Chris Cohan of CK Strategies, a Boston-based consulting firm. On November 20th, Michelle K. Tassinari, the director and legal counsel of the Office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth's Elections Division, acknowledged receipt of the campaign's call and wrote the following. Quote, there was no indication in the call that Mr. Claremont was soliciting votes for or against any candidate or otherwise communicating with staff or voters. The report was of his presence in the office. Upon receiving this information, Election Services Manager William Rosenberry contacted City Clerk Michelle Benjamin, who indicated that he came to the registrar's office to pick up a record previously requested and was waiting in the area where voters were using absentee ballots. Miss Benjamin directed him to go into her office so she could give him the requested record, which would avoid him remaining within the area where voting was occurring. Upon receipt of the requested record, he promptly left the office. At no time did he interact with or interfere with voters or have access to ballots or other election materials. After receipt of this call, the city clerk directed all candidates and campaign staff to exclusively interact with their offices through the counter at the city clerk's office. While Galvin's office told WAMC that it has, quote, no reason to believe the clerk is not telling the truth, Mazzeo responded to that message saying that her campaign had received no such direction from Benjamin and that her account was suspect. Mazzeo spoke to WAMC Wednesday.
If people are clearly standing there and they're doing, absentee ballots, there's ballots that are out, and he was in the back part of the office. If you're waiting for record requests from the clerk, you'd be in the clerk's, in the front of the counter at the clerk's office.
Benjamin is the city's chief election official. She did not immediately respond to requests for comment.
Under no time, let me be clear, no time during this entire election did I have unauthorized access to any ballot for this election.
Claremont.
I was in the voter's office a number of times during the campaign looking for various reports and pieces of information.
He served as his wife's campaign treasurer, crunching numbers and analyzing absentee ballot requests and prior election results to predict voter turnout.
There's nothing barring me from being in that office, or any member of the public has every right to go into the voter's office, make public records requests for any information that is a public record. So at no time was I doing anything inappropriate by going in and asking for various records.
Claremont told WAMC that while he didn't recall the exact events of October 29th, one trip to City Hall could have been what the complaint was about.
There was one time where I was asked by the city clerk to go into her office to retrieve some of the reports that I had asked for. So I did walk through the voter's office to get to the clerk's office.
According to the Secretary of State's office, Mazzeo can seek no further remedy from the office at this time, and her only way forward is in the courts. Mazzeo says her team is working on a legal case daily.
When you're going to take something to court or you're making decisions to go to court, you gather all your evidence and you get all your stuff. You don't keep throwing it out into the wind like, oh, well, we have this and oh, we have that. It's once you became, you know, you get everything together, then you make your decision, and that's when everybody will know.
With the recount, Tyer picked up 2 votes, extending her margin of victory to 528. 11,961 votes were counted. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.